before I forget it. Thank you so much for allowing us the privilege to be here and then all the hard work and effort that's put into a meeting like this. I sure do appreciate it, and I know everybody else that here does as well.
Yes, sir.
And if y'all do get behind on your faith promise, you can always start a Mexican restaurant and catch back up. Amen. It sure was good, and I enjoyed that. Take your Bibles. Let's go to Matthew chapter number 14 tonight. Matthew chapter number 14. While you're turning, I do want to make mention real quickly. Lord willing, in May, we'll be taking a trip to the country of Scotland.
Amen.
And the whole purpose of this trip is to see the field.
Yeah.
And so if any of you are interested in actually seeing firsthand the mission field, we'd be happy to take you with us. And if you've got questions, just feel free to ask us, and we'll do everything we can to try to answer them. Should be around the last week of May. It may go into a couple of days of June. There'll be a meeting that we're going to have while we're there, but we're going to do a lot of just seeing what the need is. And so Scotland's a beautiful country to visit, but also great need for the gospel there. So if you're interested, please let us know, and I'll try to give you some more information about that. Amen. Matthew chapter number 14, again, very familiar scripture. I really wanted to preach something to challenge and charge the church about your faith promise. That was my heart. I wanted to, but Lord kept pulling me in different directions, so I'm trying to follow him tonight.
Amen.
Matthew 14, beginning in verse 22. The Bible said, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him and to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?' When they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, 'Of a truth, thou art the Son of God.'" Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. Lord, sure has been a blessing to be here these days. I sure appreciate this dear pastor, his family, this people, all the guests that come in, every missionary, every ministry that's represented here. Thank you for them. Pray now, Lord, for the next few minutes. Please speak to hearts again. We sure do stand in need of you.
Yes.
Touch me afresh, Lord. Give me liberty, if you will. And whatever you do, we'll try our best to thank you for it and to praise you. Give you every bit of the glory. Lord, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated tonight. Very familiar scripture this evening. Try to share a little thought real quickly, and I'll get out of the way. But I thought about the trip that these disciples are making. They've been told by the Lord to go down, get into the ship, and go to the other side. This was nothing new for them. They had made this journey on numerous occasions. Most of the time, nothing happened. But here we are 2,000 plus years later, and we're still talking about, we're still reading about, still preaching and teaching about that one trip that they made that night across those waters. Most of us are in church quite often. Some maybe a little bit more than others. And we have good services, maybe in some places a little better than it is in others. But just numerous times, it's something that many of us are so used to, just another church service. But every now and then, there's that one service, kind of like that one trip. There's that one trip that we never forget, and we never get over what happened. I don't know what tonight holds. And for many, in all honesty, it's just going to be another trip. It's just another service. I'm sure it'll be good and we'll enjoy it, but for the most part, you won't think another thing about it. But maybe for one, this could be that one trip.
Yes.
It could be that one service that you'll never forget.
Yep.
You'll talk about it for the rest of your days. Have you got one of them?
Yes.
Is there a time you can go back to and there was that one time? You've been in church numerous times and had some good ones, and we've rejoiced and cried and wept and maybe even shouted a little bit, but there's that one you'll never forget.
Yes.
I mentioned one this morning, 1979. It wasn't even a church like this. It's in my mama's living room. Old-fashioned cottage prayer meeting.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that service.
Yes.
Lord willing, as long as he'll let me keep my sound mind, I'll never forget that one as long as I live.
Yes.
Amen. I've had a couple of more since then.
But
you say, preacher, what made the difference? What made the difference in that trip that night? Why are we still talking about that trip? Two reasons. Number one, Jesus showed up. And number two, one of them stepped out. Amen. Those two reasons. We're still talking about it tonight. Amen. That night, 1979, I know this, Jesus showed up. And I was the one that stepped out. Amen. I remember another one, I'll give it quickly. It's a 1991. I don't remember the date exactly. I don't have a date for that night in 1979. And then there's one in 1990, last of 90, first of 91. I don't have a date for that one either, but it was a night service, and they got my wife and I to stand up and sing that night. And we got up behind, we went behind the pulpit, he's over here. And I put the guitar on, strummed a time or two, and I couldn't get nothing out. I mean, nothing wasn't coming out. They had a big lump right there, and I barely could swallow it. And breathe. And man, God showed up. And I looked at the little crowd. It wasn't a big crowd there that night. I looked at that little crowd and I said, church, I don't know why. I said, I've got to preach. God called me. I don't know. Ain't nobody else hardly remembered that night. But I won't never forget it. At least for me, Jesus showed up. And I stepped out.
Yes.
I hope you've got at least one of them that you can go back to that you'll, if Lord will help you, you'll never forget it as long as you live. I don't know what God wants to do tonight. He may be working in ways we have no idea. But if you're here tonight and you're not saved, tonight would be a real good night for you to step out. Maybe it's a faith promise issue. Maybe tonight you need to step out. Maybe God's dealing with your heart about missions. Maybe there's a young man God's dealing with your heart about preaching. If that be the case, I got something real quickly, Lord, put on my heart I want to share with you. Let's look at this text tonight, and I want to show you about four or five things. Hopefully it'll be a help to you. First of all, if that ever happens, if it needs to happen tonight, I want you to understand something about that. First of all, there will be fear involved. There will be. I can't explain. It might be a little bit different for everybody, but there will be some fear involved. At night, 1979, I was scared to death. I mean, I really didn't even know what to do. I just knew I had to do something. And then that night in 90 or 91, somewhere right in there, you talking about scared. I didn't know how to preach, and I still ain't figured it out. And then I scared to death. There been a few other times like that, too. Think about Peter with me just a moment. Here they have been commanded to go down and get on the ship, go to the other side, and they get out there, and man, the wind is boisterous. I don't know if it's a major storm. It just talks about the wind, and it's causing them waves to bash, and that ship is beginning to toss, and then the Lord, he goes to them on the water, and they see him coming. They thought he's a spirit, cried out for fear, and he reassured them it's him. And here's old Peter. I like Peter. Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. He's always maybe speaking up when he shouldn't, I mean. And I really think, Brother Ricky, I think to his surprise, the Lord said, come. I mean, I can almost see him as he stands up and says, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on water. He probably looks around at them other fellas. Yeah. None of y'all, ain't nobody else saying nothing like that. And the Lord just says, I can see him hold out his hand, could you? Come. What you going to do now? He put himself on the spot. Well, he's got to go now. If nothing else, save his dignity. And he's looking around. You know, I can see him go over the edge. Now, this wasn't no little bitty boat. The Bible said when he came down out of the ship, he had to step over the side. And you know, that thing's still rocking back and forth, and that wind's still blowing, and the waves are still bashing. And he steps over the edge of that. And I really believe, Brother Bobby, he's thinking, what in the world have I got myself into?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking anyway. He gets down, starts climbing down out of that ship. I know he's Peter, and I know I'll never be nothing like Peter. But he's still flesh and blood.
That's right.
And when he turned around, he's fixing to have to let go of that boat and take that first step. You'll never convince me there wasn't some fear there. There had to be some fear there. And I'm telling you, if you need to step out tonight, there will be some fear involved.
Right.
I got to hurry. Let me give you another one real quickly. Not only will there be fear involved, there must be faith involved. There must be. You can't do it without some faith. There's no way. I know the Lord said, O thou of little faith. But there had to be enough faith to take that first step and do what no man had ever done before. Had to be some faith. He had to believe something. He had to believe Jesus. Can you imagine what's going through his mind? He had to be thinking, I can't do this. Nobody's ever done this. Them brethren in the boat, I don't think he's getting no encouragement from them. Andrew, probably at least, Andrew said, Peter, don't do this. You know you can't do it. You're going down. I think I heard a few of them voices. Somehow or another, mustered up a little bit of faith. It wasn't big faith, not according to the Lord. It's a little faith. He took that first step. You do know there's more than one step involved. You can't walk with just one step.
Right.
He walked. He walked on the water. There must be. Can I help you? I don't care if you're lost. I don't care if God's calling you to preach. I don't care if it's up in your missions. Whatever it is, you're going to have a little faith.
That's right.
Amen. I'll go ahead and help you out. You can't do it. You can't. God been dealing with you about preaching. You can't do it.
That's right.
You can't. You can't up your missions. You can't do all, you can't do whatever God's wanting you to do. You can't without Him.
Yep.
You got to have a little faith. There will be fear involved. There must be faith involved. Let me give you this. There must be focus involved. Must be.
Yes.
Must be. He gets down there. He's still holding on to a rope or something other. He turns around. He's getting wet. You know he's getting wet, don't you? Them waves had to be a hitting him. And I'd been staring down at the water probably, but he gets his eyes. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He gets his eyes on his Lord.
Yes.
He ain't looking up at the brethren.
No.
He ain't watching the waves. He gets his eyes on his Lord. And when he got his eyes on his Lord, that's when he began to walk.
Yeah.
Oh, can I help you? If you're about to go under, maybe you need to get your eyes back on the Lord.
Yep.
If you're about to take that first step, get your eyes off everybody else. Get your eyes off the brethren. Get your eyes off the church. Get your eyes off the family. You get your eyes focused completely on the Lord. And as long as you're keeping your eyes and your focus on Him, guess what? You walk on water. Amen. There must be focus involved. Let me give you this. Not only will there be fear involved, there must be faith involved. There must be focus involved. I've got to tell you this. There will be failure involved. There will be. I'm an expert at it. You don't know how to fail? Talk to me. I'll help you out. I'm good at it, really. I ain't good at much, but I'm pretty good at that. I don't know how many times, Brother Gravity, I know you've never done this. I've had Moses on the ark. I preached a whole message about Moses building that ark. Amen. Elijah and Elisha, man, them's two that's, if you ain't careful. I'm pretty good at it. And I'll be honest with you, you may be the best there is yet, there's still going to be some failure involved.
That's right. Yes.
You ain't saved, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you can't live it.
That's right.
You get saved tonight, by tomorrow, you're going to mess up.
That's right.
You announce your call to preach, I may be wrong, but I doubt it. You ain't going to do it just right all the time.
That's right.
Amen.
You go into missions, it's live and learn.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
I'd rather mess up trying to do something for Jesus, though.
Yep. Amen.
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 If I'm going to lay an egg, I'm going to lay an egg big enough the whole congregation can eat breakfast on it. Amen. Amen. It's all right. There will be failure involved. It's going to happen. And them brethren sitting up there watching him, probably in amazement for a few moments. He's walking on water. He's really doing it. But there he goes. Watch him. He going down. I don't know if it embarrassed him. Probably did. A little bit. There will be. There will be failure involved. There he goes. He starts to sink. And one of them said, I knew he couldn't do it. Let them say what they will.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I got something else right here for you. And I'll get out of the way. Give some extra time. Not only will there be failure involved, there'll be fellowship involved.
Yeah.
He starts going down and he done exactly what you, he lost all dignity.
Yeah.
He cried out, Lord, save me. I don't know how far Jesus was from him. It's really intriguing me. He could have been 20 feet from him still.
Yeah.
I don't know how far Jesus was out there. But he cried out, Lord, save me. I love it. Underline it. Immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Immediately.
Yep.
Thank God.
There's Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus got him. He'll have you too. Amen.
That's right.
Have you too. Reaches out and he lifts him up. Oh, there's a little rebuke there. It's all right. Peter didn't mind a bit.
Yeah.
O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? But watch what happens next. Brother Chris, you come up here and help me just a minute. He's the Lord. Do I need to get somebody else?
I think you're right on.
Okay. He cries out, Lord, save me. And Jesus picks him up. You know what they're going to do? They're going to walk back to the boat.
Yeah. Yes. That's right.
Together.
Amen.
That's right.
He's going to have a walk with Jesus. None of them rest of them's ever going to have.
That's good.
He's going to have a walk with Jesus that he wouldn't have not have gotten had he not have stepped out.
Yep.
Amen. I don't know how they walk. Probably like this right here. I don't know. But he would have missed that.
Yes.
Amen. That's good.
Had he never stepped
preach.
Out.
Amen.
Let me help you. I'm done right here.
Preach on. Preach.
Outside of getting saved. Best thing I ever did.
Yeah, tell it.
Yeah.
I stepped out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Lord, I don't understand why.
Yes.
I don't know how.
That's right.
But I'll go, Lord.
Tell it, preacher.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Had I not have done that, you listen to me and listen to me well. I can't imagine what all I would have missed.
That's right.
Had I stayed in a boat and never took that first step. I'd never got to be here. I'd never got to meet you. I'd never got to go around the world and do what I've got to do and see what I've got to do. I'm telling you, the best thing I ever did outside of getting saved was when I stepped out and said, Lord, I'm coming. I'll do it, Lord. I'll give it a shot. I'll try. I may go under, but I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. I'm coming. You need to step out. Ain't no need to wait.
That's right.
I'll do it tonight.
That's right. Yes.
If you hear the voice
yes.
and see the hand,
that's right.
Come.
Yes.
I wouldn't miss that if I was you.
That's right.
I believe I'd take that step. Hey, probably somebody here not lost.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt.
If you hear that voice, come.
That's right.
Won't you take that step? Yeah. Come. If you hear God's dealing with your heart about doing whatever it is. He's dealing with your heart about upping your missions. You said, I can't. It's going to take a little faith. There'll be a little fear.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't miss it, though. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Let's all stand just a moment. You mind the Lord?